Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's Musings by Martiki coming to you again with another podcast session. So I usually do not do this, but I thought because of, you know, all the noise going on about this particular issue to just come today to record a special segment. And I'm sure by now everybody has heard of, you know, Portia Williams. I mean, this juice or this tea is something else. So essentially, news broke out that, you know, she had sort of gotten herself entangled with the ex-husband of one of the Real Housewives castmates. So this person happens to be called Simon Gubadia. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but he happens to be Fallon's ex-husband. And Fallon was one of the new cast members that was introduced to us in the last season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. I believe that was season 13. And what is even funny and what makes it even more dramatic or more juicy is the fact that she was introduced to us, the viewers, by Portia Williams herself. So yeah, I mean, I remember going through the blogs and finding out that Simon and Fallon were getting divorced, but you know, everything was just the usual news, and you know, this is the normal celebrity life and it is expected. Sometimes you come to reality shows and it can be a curse, but I didn't think much of it until I saw a picture. I think it was on Mother's Day and Portia's hands was on the belly of Simon, whereas her ex-fiance, what's his name, I can't even remember. Oh, Dennis, that's the name. Yeah, Dennis was just standing there like, I don't know, like nothing was going on. Anyway, yeah, so I just looked at that picture and was like, there's something strange about this. Why is Portia's hand on the belly of somebody else's husband? And I spotted a huge, you know, stone ring, you know, some sort of diamond on her ring finger, and that made me raise an eyebrow a little bit. I was like, something's going on, what is this? I read the comments and it seemed like everybody was also feeling the same. So I knew I didn't have, you know, my judgmental hat on at that point. It just was, what's going on? I moved on, didn't think much of it. And I think late at night, or I don't know, here in the UK it was sort of like midnight, or I don't know, very, very late or early morning, wee early hours. And I thought, you know, I'm up doing my usual baby routine. Let me just see what's going on Instagram. Then I saw on Portia's post that she was saying that she and Simon are now an item. I'm like, what is going on here? What a shock. Anyway, I kept reading what she was saying. I thought, oh no, this has got to be a joke. I was even thinking that she's probably, you know, teasing us, or just the usual banter, trying to say, oh, you guys think I will date my friend's ex-husband? Hell no. I was shocked when I found out it was actually what it was. She, Portia Williams, was trying to tell us through the post that she is engaged to Simon Gubadia and that they had been dating for just a month. How ridiculous. And she was talking about, you know, what co-parenting. I mean, it was, I've never heard anything like that before. First of all, you've entered into a relationship with the husband of Fallon, who you introduced to us on the show as your friend. Should I tell you what was even more interesting? She's saying that Fallon is not her friend. It just didn't make sense. The fact that she's not your friend even does not make it okay to be with her husband or ex-husband. I mean, still husband, because technically they're still married. I know the blog, or Simon, or one of those, I don't know where I got that information from, but I found out that the divorce proceeded and had not been finalized. It's just been filed but not finalized. They had signed some sort of settlement agreement to carry out the divorce, but technically, you know, it's not been finalized. So what, they're still married anyway. So yeah, this is Portia now dating Fallon's ex-husband, and it's just weird. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with Simon, you know, to even do that. I can't just blame Portia, but then I'm looking at Simon with a side eye as well. Like, how can you do this? It's the weirdest thing ever to me. I don't know how you guys feel, but I was weirded out by that. Would you date your friend's ex-husband? Okay, even if you're saying you're not friends, would you date your co-worker's ex-husband? How weird is that? Or as the man, would you date your wife's co-worker? Or would you date your wife's friend? Because Fallon called Portia her friend. On Candy Speak On It, on YouTube, I saw that she had done an interview with Candy, and she spoke highly of Portia. So I simply cannot understand what is going on. I don't know, I wouldn't do that. If it was just me, a boyfriend, girlfriend, like, you know, I wouldn't be so ill about it. But this is, you know, marriage. Like, they literally just broke up. Simon just came to make this whole, you know, YouTube broadcast about him and Fallon breaking up. He said Fallon cheated on him. But I still feel it doesn't make it right to date Fallon's work colleague. You can't just say, oh, this, there's nothing wrong with this. It's messy. Messy, messy, messy. I mean, the whole time I had clutched my pearls, I just was like, how is this even possible? Why is this okay? I mean, I used to be a big fan of Portia, you know, but this, I just can't. Like, she's, I'm so shocked and disappointed, and I'm going through all the feelings. I can't even express how I feel about it. If my friend did that to any of my other friends, I will not even be close to them anymore. You know, so I'm not even talking about myself. I'm talking about it being other people. So you can imagine, it's just not on. And I mean, I'm so, so disappointed in Portia. I don't know how you guys feel. But yeah, feel free to let me know. I guess I will probably bring the podcast to an end here. But yeah, I thought it was interesting and thought I will just come here and drop my two cents and just see what the general consensus is with all of you guys. But yeah. Goodbye for now, and I will catch you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.